This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Some Buddhist monks on a 2,000-mile walk for peace were hit by a car along their cross-country journey yesterday in Dayton, Texas. The Dayton Fire Department says that its crew responded to an auto pedestrian accident on Highway 90 in Liberty County. In a statement, the Walk for Peace said that, quote, some monks and their escorted driver sustained injuries and were transported to the nearest hospital for evaluation and treatment, end quote. The monks were reportedly walking along the eastbound shoulder of the freeway, followed by the pilot car, which had its hazard lights on. A pickup driver attempted to veer around the pilot car but hit it, forcing the pilot car to crash into the monks. The U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Texas, which includes Houston, has 5 federal judicial vacancies. That's more than any other judicial district in the country. News 88.7 government reporter Andrew Schneider says President Trump and Texas Senators John Cornyn and Ted Cruz are racing to fill those seats before the midterm elections.
Trump's first appointment to the Southern District of Texas in his second term is Nicholas Ganji, a longtime prosecutor who has served as the U.S. attorney for the district for much of this year. Ganji and 2 other judicial nominees had their Senate confirmation hearings Wednesday.
I think it'll move pretty quickly for the 3 after the first of the year.
University of Richmond law professor Carl Tobias is an expert on judicial selection.
My guess is that we will, in the next year, see probably recommendations from the senators for those other 4 vacancies.
Tobias says that will be critical to reducing the region's court backlog, particularly in civil cases. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
The Houston City Council has enacted a nighttime curfew on scooters across Houston. Mayor John Whitmire says the rules are needed due to reckless riding on downtown streets and sidewalks.
I think it's one of our number one security risks in the city right now.
The new curfew runs from 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. and exempts personal scooters used for commuting. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.